like when in any actually
when in any alafu umenda tu umenda tu bye see you kirudi
Jenny Masses
you know by the way. May God be with you it's been nice
yeah
hello people
hi
welcome to another episode of
Speaking of Gen Z.
Hi, girlies.
Hi, Michelle.
How are ya?
Good.
Okay, now hi to the audience. We hope you're doing good. My name is Michelle Namasaka.
My name is Esther Nyandoro.
Welcome to another episode of Speaking of Gen Z. We actually made that a thing.
You did?
While I was away. No. Oh. Why would you say that? But we've been singing that ever since. Anyway, drum rolls, please. We have a guest in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Makofi kwa guest. So what's going on? Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, I'm amazing.
Oi, sorry.
Yeah.
Please introduce yourself.
I'm Cheryl Blessing, a Gen Z in the corporate world.
Karibu sana.
In short.
Welcome to Speaking of Gen Z. How are you feeling?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Baridi tu kidogo.
Ata was about to ask, uski baridi na venye umedungia sundress? Nini unaenda picnic?
Imagine kwa akili yangu kuna jua. In my mind, it's very sunny.
It's a sunny.
It's cold, but it identifies as hot.
That's on period.
Yeah.
We take inclusivity very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So in this episode, we just want to touch on LDR. What is LDR?
Long distance relationships.
Yep. And Cheryl here is in one. So Cheryl, one question first and foremost. Why? Why would you choose to like date someone who's in Canada or Ireland or Sudan over our Kenyan men? Because you saw Kenyan men are the most handsome in East Africa. Did you
in
see?
In Africa, we were talking about Punguziani.
Oh, in Africa?
Yep.
Yeah. Why would you do that? Like,
because who said it's not a Kenyan?
Oh.
It's just, you know.
So it is a Kenyan.
Yeah, it's a Kenyan. Mm-hmm. And need your job. See, ati ingekuwa up to me. Ningekuwa huko. Ningekuwa immediately kila kitu situation. Bye guys. I'm gone. But yeah, circumstances.
Yeah.
Circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Nasasa, how did you feel when you found out that ati they're going?
Chest pains. Okay, I was trying to act mature. Yeah. You have to be like, yeah, it's okay, I support you. Mm-hmm. But kwa roho uko like, so you love your job more than me.
Yeah.
Kidogo au nipendi. Yeah, so I don't know. It takes a lot of maturity.
Yeah.
For me to, you know, sometimes as a woman, I don't know, sometimes I just want to be a baby. And nimwambie, by the way, I need you here.
Right
so
now.
Drop everything.
And come.
Yeah.
And come.
Yeah.
But ni life.
Inakufunza ukwe tough mama.
Yeah. In maturity or something. I don't know what it is. Whatever this phase is. I'm not sure if I like it.
It's not giving.
It's not giving 100%. Mm. But it's part of it. Because I've dated people within the country. And bado haikuina give. So
haikuina give in what way? Like you guys are so close but still far away. Or
not even. Because I tend to think as much as distance plays a really major role in the relationship, it's not everything. Because sometimes when unaweza kuwa na mse kila siku back to back, but you go like, we? I'm trapped in this bomb.
In a new bomb clutch.
Mama. So it's about the individual. Kama ni mtu mwenye, you're willing to invest and be there and actually make something work, then location ay matter. Because time na space ni kidogo in my mind, it's an illusion.
As the weather is.
You know?
Delulu is the only one.
Delulu. Because I'm in niko hapo.
I love it.
And yeah, how long have you been dating in this long distance thing?
It's been a few months, but we've known each other for a few years. So it was kind of recent.
So do you feel like if you hadn't known them for that long, ingewak ama haingewak?
Ingekuwa so much different. Yeah. I just inge consider the whole situation because si kujui like that.
Like when inani actually?
When inani? Alafu umenda tu. Yeah. Bye.
See you.
Kirudi.
Jenny masses.
You know, may God be with you. It's been nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it makes a difference because when you know the person you're with, you actually know them. You've seen them in different situations. You know their maturity, their way of thinking, maybe their reaction in certain situations. Because long distance, iko na maneno mba.
Maneno gani? Give us the tea.
Examples.
Give us the tea.
I like the way you also make like come up.
To pay your kitu. Really.
Yeah, because like with all relationships, unajua lazima you have some shared interests or experiences for it to really cement things. Yeah. I'm attracted to you.
Alafu, period.
Because maybe
like
we're so
and alibamba too.
Alafu, there's nothing more to make it. Because it needs a foundation. Mm-hmm. A relationship needs a foundation. Whether ni mko hapa pamoja ama mko wapi. So, if you've built that foundation, if you have friendship, if you know, mtu akijam, na ni mimi nimemkasirisha, hata enda apate the next person na apite na yele yustori shindo. Like, you know, that's important.
Very important.
Speaking of, do you ever feel like my man's is so far? And there's this, like, Kevin right here. And
wait, mbona umechagua hiyo jina?
Because Kevin and Bryos.
Okay.
Kevos and Bryos and Denos.
Maybe Michelle, you have your own.
No. No. Withdraw.
You were quick with it.
I was quick with it. So there's this guy who's giving me butterflies and he's like present. Whenever I need someone, he like puts everything down to come to me and he even comes to the office and picks me up. And why wouldn't you go for this guy? Is it why Amma, would you feel like I think that the guy who's in Ireland or Iceland is such a waste of time? Maybe it's just like what is it called? It's an illusion, you know?
Yeah.
And this guy is here. He's in Kenya, Nairobi, Kimathi Street. Like right this minute, you know?
Yeah.
Is it a matter of faithfulness? Is it, you know?
Yeah.
What?
Because it's a matter of loyalty, Pia. I'm loyal to my guy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Because to sidanganya na kuna watu unaona ka vizuri huko nje.
Yeah.
But then it's also for me it's about the treatment, who you are as a person. Cuz there are times when you look at someone and you're like, "Eh, you can get it." But I have a man. And you know, we have this conversation actually with my guy because he experiences the same. Because the people that are attractive, women are beautiful out here. And labda mipata kitu different. So it's also a matter of boundaries, Pia.
Yeah.
It's not getting too comfortable with people who already unajua umse kidogo mambo ikichemka hivi.
Vanish.
It's over. It's around.
Yeah.
I have explaining to do. So it's just creating the boundaries so that nisi cross iso path. Because temptation, in every relationship, I feel like every single relationship, because when you look at people, watu ukunjeni wa attractive, it's like, God, you took your time.
Like,
you took your time.
On this East African guys.
You know?
Damn.
There's some... And then I have to go back and look at the pics of my guy and be like,
By the way, there's a reason why.
Senior, knew you.
That's true.
Okay, so when you're dating short distance, kama kuna kitu ka hiyo, it's easy to spice things up. Unapigia Friday, niko hapa hapa. Now, how do you do it when you're in a long distance relationship, for example?
Yeah, because it's harder. Because when you're talking about the distance, the time difference.
Yeah.
Sometimes unapigia mtu na milala. and uko like
mbona u jamaa amelala
mbona umelala
unafaa kuwa awake
you know mbona haunijibu
like
unafaa ukwe rada 24/7 but it makes it easier for us communication brother is the most important thing you have to stay in touch you have to intentionally make time for each other cuz apo tu it's as easy as just doing a video call thank god for technology this cuz I can call him on the go I can voice note him all that so it's easy to still have that connection and make things spicy regardless of the distance alafu pia venye nasema familiarity inasaidia cuz if I know him and he knows me then yeah distance C factor so.
What did you do for Valentine's?
Yeah. Do you do stuff during like those holidays?
Yeah. So on actually it was unfortunate because he was leaving Ubikia Valentine's because that's when he was flying out. I think Valentine's was in the middle of the week.
Yeah,
I may have no
Tuesday
idea.
Or Wednesday.
Yeah, or on a Tuesday or Wednesday. Because he was
how do you know all this
Friday.
Information, you single lady?
Yeah, look at I make keep tabs. At
I'm
nane
telling you.
Tunangojea chocolates kukula. So, yeah, before he left, he made it special because it's important. Unajua, mimi pia mini lover girl. Tunanga to your romance, nini, nini. So we took time for ourselves. And then, you know, ndo akienda at least to see boyke and everything. And then one thing about my guy, he makes every situation special. Birthdays, after my mom's birthday.
Oh.
He's like, I'm sending flowers. I'm sending gifts. I'm sending this. Pesa ndo hiyo. And I'm like, eh.
Love it.
Zazi.
Love it.
Yeah.
Zazi. You know?
Yeah.
And you mentioned about making things spicy. And it just made me think about, just allow me to say this. I don't know how best I can say it. Esther, why are you looking at me like that? You look at me funny.
Like side eye.
Bombastic side eye. But how do you I'm about to get in touch physically. But how do you okay,
intimacy?
Maybe okay, yes. How do you handle intimacy? Is there any intimacy in long distance relationship? Of course, right now we've had like conversations revolving phone sex.
Yeah.
If I'm allowed to say that on radio.
Virtual
yeah. experiences. Do you like have such and do they seem to be working for you or you're not in that space you? You're seeing us sinning outside here. You're like,
what in the dambi? Ndio kwa maana kumeflood.
What in the dambi? Ndio maana tunaletewa hii flood huku Nairobi. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Because that's an important aspect of a relationship, of any relationship, the intimacy. So, kidogo, thank God for technology. Because it's possible to do it.
Yeah.
But then also, I try not to focus on that. Okay, I hope my guy, I'm not speaking on my behalf.
We'll just block him. He won't
you
even
know.
No, yeah.
Because I try not to focus on that. Juna jua, kidogo ineza increase your hunger, your desires, and things
yes.
like that. And then the distance. Now who's going to satisfy all these needs? Because you don't care.
Yeah.
And yeah, as much as it's fun, what's the point? So once in a while, yeah, but also the guy I'm dating is mature, so he's not all about the physical. It's the physical plus everything else. So yeah, there's a nice mix.
I want that batch.
Okay.
Yeah, totally. Serial number.
It's India.
Yeah,
I'm assuming you're sending things back to and fro. You don't have any fears in Eza Jikuta
things.
Certain areas.
Oh, like things. Noodle. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't lie. That's been a concern. There was actually at a point where my girl was like, when you don't trust me like that, Junatuma disappearing.
And you know the best or the worst thing about those disappearing stuff, you cannot screen record.
You can.
Unless you like take a phone, a different phone, and record it via.
Yeah.
You know, via it. Yeah.
So, Nitri... So, I used to have that challenge because also I'm very self-conscious and I'm aware that things can go out of hand. Like, kwa roho yangu, that's my husband. But in reality, yeah. I don't know what's going to happen in the next year or 2 years.
We've seen, actually, I'm sorry, so sorry to cut you short, but people who get their photos leaked were in serious relationships. You know, were so in love with this person. And they broke up badly. It ended up badly. And they're like,
it's my time to shine.
It is my time to shine. And it is your time not to get anybody else to replace me. So what am I going to do? I'm going to leak these photos and videos of you, mama. Yeah.
And you know, sometimes it's even a jealousy factor.
Yeah.
I feel like someone sees you moving on, living your best life. And they're like, why?
Nanikona something against
you. Hey, why are you having fun?
No, you can't.
And you've left me alone.
Nah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. So it's crazy. You have to protect yourself at all costs.
Mm.
So as much as there's trust, here.
You also need to guard yourself.
Any means. Mm. I try to conceal myself, but I also try not to get, like, sending too much. Can you video to video call?
Yeah.
Your story dies. So, uko sawa.
Ama kama unatuma foto una bla uso. Unako like, uni
unika,
nani?
Unika kamera hapo. Water detects na ima makucha, siju phone case, something.
Oh, yeah. Me, I'm like, actually, you go and blur your face with, like, you guys know how you blur things on gallery.
Mm. I feel like that will make it worse. Guy. That's how your guy is like, so enyeo.
So me, I can't do this anymore, by the way. You don't trust me.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Yeah. You have any other question?
I'm still digesting.
Yeah.
The blurring and everything.
And what could you say? Of course, we've talked about the pros and cons, but what stands out for you? What con stands out for you as you're dating someone millions, okay, not millions, but many kilometers away from you?
I think it's just the distance, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it trickles down to, I want to be with my guy. I want him here. I want to come from work and just be babied or something. But then I can't, and then I can't get that elsewhere. So naenda tu kwa room yangu. Na heater.
Na koko.
Mm. Na maisha inaendelea. Mm. So, yeah. I think that's the major thing. Because once you see everyone else here being together and they're lovey-dovey, and you're like, oh my God. Mm. I can't wait. So, that's the tricky bit. But then venye nasema tu, because of work and circumstances. And then it's also a choice. The way you asked, you started by asking, why not someone who's here?
Mm.
It was a choice between what do I want long-term versus my needs right now. Because my current needs are like, sahi, naibaridi, natakamtu, you know?
Yeah.
Or just someone to be there when you're having a hard day or something. But then it's about the long-term. I want to build something. And this is someone I've been building with. And bado ako present. So either way, I could go home and call. And he's there cooking and telling me his stories. And I'm venting and telling him about how my day was long. So the bond is still good.
So it's possible to have a normal relationship with someone who's like very far from you. It's possible to come home from a long day at work and just vent and rant to them and talk.
And they're there.
Yeah.
They're present. Because like I said, it's about the person and intentionality.
Mm.
You have to be. Because long distance relationships take so much more work than physical relationships where I can see you every day and we see something funny and we'll bond over that for the next 3 weeks. So it takes a lot of intentionality.
Yeah.
And also maturity. Maturity ni muhimu. Because you know, it gets to some point, venye tunasema, you can be easily tempted.
Yeah.
If you don't have strong values, if you don't know what you want, if you're thinking about the now, then it's very, very easy. But if you have someone who's mature and you're mature as well, na unajapinyo ntika kuenda, because mimi kidogo your future iko bright.
You're just 3 months in, tuseme ende for the next 5 years and you can still see each other.
No, utaendaje? Ingekuwa 5 years mimi, by the way, bye.
So
nimepack naenda.
So the time frame
matters.
It matters. Mm-hmm. It definitely matters
for you, yeah.
And then just for dating generally, I don't think anyone should date for a long period of time without knowing exactly where it's going.
Where are we going?
You know, what are we doing? Here?
You know,
I don't have time. Do you have time?
I'm about to be a mom.
You know, I'm ready. And then, because for him, it's also an issue. So he tries to get breaks where he comes often. So at a jaribu, we're like, yeah, next month I'm there. Wow. The other month I'm there. So, kama ngekuwa naenda for long, tukembea na tu ukweli.
Lucy's,
let's break up.
Yeah.
Because...
Speaking of feelings, sorry, atikuwa zebu just maliza.
Yeah.
Pole. You know, I've cut you short because Cheryl and I sit together on third floor.
Oh,
and we're always cutting each other short with new stories. Like, she'll come with a new story and cut me short and I'll come. So I'm so sorry for cutting you short.
No, it's okay.
Please go on.
No, but that's what I was saying. It's just the time factor really matters because you can't date someone for 5 years and you haven't seen them in your time, because
you're holding on strong.
Yeah, and people change. You know, people... Every day people grow, change and they grow. So what if the person you met 5 years ago is not the same person who's coming back right now? You need to know.
Yeah. Because just on the same line, I feel like maybe virtually you guys are not having candid and real. That's what I'm feeling. Maybe there's no candid and real conversations, you know, where you get to understand and explain fully and understand each other fully, you know. So that happens where you don't know where your partner is at this point. You don't know how much they've matured for the past 1 year, and then you guys see each other for after a while and then there's no chemistry, nothing.
There's no bond.
Do you ever feel like you're fearing that? Or have you ever thought about it? Because it has happened, you know.
It has happened,
you know. There's a time I was dating a guy from LD. He was a fast runner. Just FYI. Nani Bali. Let me tell you. When we linked up after, see, we met and then he went and then, and then now we met after, I don't know, just even less than a year. I was like, when him to he?
Oh, because like, you changed.
You know.
Yeah.
And the conversations we were having on phone, I like a man, you know, like, I'm in charge, but.
And now,
by the way, grand vitos is different. You know? And our chemistry just like ended. And me, I thought this guy.
Husband material.
You're about to meet my mommy.
Husband material.
Yeah, dude, you were convinced. You
know? But it didn't happen just because there was like a facade or something
in between. Because it happens. Actually, with me, sometimes I want to. Though I'm saying, let me give an instance of I've had a horrible situation or something just messed up happened. But then when I'm talking to my guy, I'll be like, yeah, I just had a bad day, but we're good. So for him as well, the other day he was disclosing something. He didn't want to share it with me before because he was worried I'd be so anxious. Oh. But then he was like, no, because we talked about this and we said we're going to be honest. So this is what I'm dealing with. I went to a doctor and I have to do some tests because my heart might have an issue. And you see that nikiwa mbali, mi niko like...
Ati heart.
Yo, what do you mean? Tebu video call ukiwa kwa udaktari. Nikata mimi maswali.
You even about to like get all your savings and loans and just go.
Niambia tu mam by the
like,
way.
Like, mimi nimeenda.
Nimeenda. Like... Job, sikam, sikuji, I'm gone. My priorities. So it takes a lot because thank God, fortunately for us, we have these conversations. We talk about it because I tell him things that maybe Nico like, oh my God, 2 weeks ago this happened and I couldn't tell you because I didn't know how to. But then when we have that long sit down and you to make up, we're video calling, chatting for maybe an hour, 2 hours, then we can really get into the details of what happened. So it's a balance, but pia venye tunasema, time in a matter, the timeline of how long the person is gone, how often are you talking, who is your partner. By the way, it's all about who is your person, who are you dating, who are you in that time. Because if you're really willing to be in that relationship, if you want to grow, then disclosure comes with it. You opening up and being like, Amy, by the way, Amy, I think if you don't have money in this line, I'm not dating you. You know, because conversations that are hard are things that are needed. But people avoid that in relationships. And fortunately for us, we were friends before we got into the whole relationship. So because of that bond, kulikuwa na yo aspect ya openness.
Yeah.
So even now, as much as things can be hard, tutambiana. Because there are times when ananiambia, sijati I went, nikakutana sijuna kazi niangu na madem wengine, niko like, tuma mapicha. Hawa ni kina nani?
Yeah.
Na mikuwa mnafanya nini?
And I wanted to ask, how are the fights online?
Because fortunately for us, the fights are short. Because this guy is mature. Paka sengine nasikianga, si uniache ni jam kidogo. Because mbona
chukwe. Unani harakisha.
Umeni harakisha. Like,
mene likuwa nime plan
benye nita jam na.
Tume take positively.
Because you see the times when niko like, imagine umekuwa busy. Yeah. I don't have your attention. I feel like he's so mature about it that I can't even become immature. Madam, I'm like, yeah, I get you. And we are here now. So let's make it work. So that really matters. Maturity, by the way, the individual maturity na intentionality isn't of vitu zine zinafa. Because either way, you don't know where it's going.
Yeah. Like,
honestly, in every relationship, you don't know where it's going. So it's just day by day. And how much more are you willing to invest in that particular relationship? So if you're willing to, shida yangu ni me, I'm such a lover girl. I want to go all the way. I do not want to leave a relationship with regrets. Nisema, I wish I did this. I wish I say that. I wish I was more open. I want to go all the way and be like, if you're not going, by the way, shuki hapa.
Beba.
You know, fair meishi hapa. So, yeah, it really helps to be open and communicate. Even when, unanizo details ndogo dogo. Because sometimes you can assume someone will probably take it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Or misunderstand a situation simply because they weren't there. But if you're honest, then it also builds your credibility. Then you also get to know, who is this person? How do they react? How would they in future maybe be like if a situation like this arose and we're together? So, it's just me, it's a day-by-day thing, by the way.
Well, must be enjoying this space, though.
You are.
Sometimes.
And it's so brave. It's so brave of you to, it's the, Louis and me just, like, said.
Popped out.
Nataka kutoka sai. Nitoe sai. But it's so brave of you to share your story and your experience on long distance relationship, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel there's so much to learn. But I think maneno kama hi, you learn when you're in there. There's not, now there's a manual. So you have to also have to do this before I do this. So I have to do this after. Don't think there's a, even just in life, even love, you know? Don't think there's a manual.
And but then just, her story is so positive in such a way that I may feel like, oh, I could try. So no, that's a whole process.
I'm but you know, everyone has that.
Know them, then they have to leave, and then now I have to come back and give the findings. Give
but everyone has a different experience.
Yeah, that's true.
But I was saying there's a quote I saw, and I'm just gonna read it by Gilbert Packer. Mnamja. But anasema, love knows no distance, it has no continents.
Yeah.
I think that you're vibing with that a lot.
Mm,
all right. But question is, would you try and date
long distance?
Long distance. Like, is that giving? As a listener, please talk to us. My handles are namasaka_
Speaking of Gen Z on Instagram.
And Cheryl's are
Cheryl_blessing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week. And catch other episodes on Spotify, on AudioMark, on Nation Africa, NTV.
And YouTube.
and YouTube. Anywhere you get your podcast, tuko hapo. Now tupe shout out. See ya. Bye.
Bye.